Good morning.
Good morning.
We'll start in a minute or two.
All right.
Angela
has joined.
Morning.
We'll start momentarily.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to mute. Everybody is active this morning.
Okay. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin tevit hilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu le'achta l'shem yudhe bavate le'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino amadunai Elohino elena ma'asei yadeno kanane elena ma'asei yadeno kanane. Today is the sixth
has joined.
Aliyah, which runs from chapter 27 of Genesis, verse 28, through chapter 28, verse 4. The total of 23 verses. And the number 23 connects to the word in the direction of life, or it can be the female form of chai, which is life. It's chet yud he. It can also be the word wetov, and good. It also is the word antel, and that's a connection to freedom, which is coming from the connection to Passover, Pesach. And Bocha, or Boch, has a gematria 23, and that's the word, you're coming. So we will begin the Hebrew reading with verse 28. V'yiten lecha ha'elohim mital ha'shamayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz v'rov dagan v'tirosh Ya'avducha amim v'yishtachavu lecha le'umim haway gedbir le'achecha v'yishtachavu lecha b'nei imel. Vayika Asher Kilat Yitzhak Livarech Et Yaakov Vayehi Ach Yatso Yatsa Yaakov Me'et B'nei Yitzhak Aviv V'yayasav Achiv Ba Mitzedo Vayas Gamhu Matamim V'yavel Aviv Vayomer La'aviv Yakum Aviv Yokal Mitzed B'no Ba'avur Tevaratani Nafshecha Vayomer Lo Yitzhak Aviv Miata Vayomer Ani Bincha Bekorcha Esav Vayecherad Yitzhak Harada Gedola Ad Meod Vayomer Mi'efo Hu Hatzatzai Vayaveli Va'okal Mikol Ha'beterem Tavo V'avarachehu Kam Baruch Yihie Ishmoa Esav Et Divrei Aviva Yitzhak Tze'aka Gedola Umara Admeot Vayomer Le'aviv Barakeini Gamani Aviv Vayomer Ba Achicha B'mirma Vayikach Birkatecha Vayomer Hakikara Shemo Yaakov Vayaveni Zerfa Amayim Et Bekorati Lakach Behine Ata Lakach Birkati Vayomar Halo Atzaltali Beraka Vayaan Yitzhak Vayomer Be'esav Hein Gevir Sam Tivla Be'et Ko'echav Natati Lo La'avadim Be'dagam Be'tirsh Tirish Tirosh Wetirsh Samachti Ulcha Eifo Ma'ese Beni Vayomer Esav El Aviv Havaracha Achat Hilcha Avivaracheni Gamani Aviva Yisa Esav Kolo Vayivcha Vayan Yitzhak Aviv Vayomer Elav Hine Mishmane Haaretz Yihie Moshavecha Umital Hashamayim Me'al V'yal Harbecha Tichye Be'et Achicha Ta'avod b'chaya ka'asher ta'arid u'parakta U'lo me'al tzawarecha Va'istom esav et Yaakov Al ha'beracha asher beracho aviv va'yomer Esa bilibo Yikrevu yemevel Avivi acharka Et Yaakov achi Yehudad Le'rivka Vatomer Elavim Esav Achicha Mitnachem Lecha Lehargecha Ve'ata Bani Shema Bekoli Ve'kum Berach Lecha Elavanachi Harana Vayashavta imo yamim achadim ad asher tashuva marachicha ad shuva achicha mimcha v'shakach et asher asita lo v'shalachti ולקחתי משם למה אשכול גם שניכם יום אחד. ותאמר רבקה אל יצחק, קצתי בחיי מפני בנות חטאת, אם לוקח יעקב. Isha mi benot chem kaele, mi benot haaretz lama li chayim. Verse 1, chapter 28. Vayichra Yitzhak el Yaakov, vayavarech oto vayitzawehu. Vayomer lo lo tikach isha mi benot kenaan kum lech padena aram beta betuel avimecha bekach lecha misha misha mi benot lavan achi imecha El Shaddai Yavarech Otcha V'yachrecha V'yarbecha V'hayita Likhalamim V'yiten lecha Et birkat Avraham Lecha uzaracha Ad ita L'rishtecha et eretz megurecha Asher natan Elohim le'Avraham. That's the end of the Hebrew reading. Now for the English translation. Verse 28 of chapter 27. And may the Lord give you of the dew of the heavens and of the fatness of the earth and an abundance of grain and wine. Please note the order of these words. Nations shall serve you, and kingdoms shall bow down to you. You shall be a master over your brothers, and your mother's sons shall bow down to you. Those who curse you shall be cursed, and those who bless you shall be blessed. And it came to pass, when Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and it came to pass, Jacob had just left his father's Isaac's presence, that his brother Esau came from his hunts. So why did it need to say, and it came to pass twice? Verse 31. And he too had made tasty foods, and he brought them to his father, and he said to his father, Let my father arise and eat of the game of his son, so that your soul will bless me. And his father Isaac said to him, Who are you? And he said, I am your son, your firstborn, Esau. And Isaac shuddered a great shudder. And he said, Who then is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? And I ate of everything while you had not yet come, and I blessed him. He too shall be blessed. When Esau heard his father's words, he cried out a great and bitter cry. And he said to his father, Bless me too, O my father. And he said, Your brother came with cunning and took your blessing. And he said, Is it for this reason that he was named Jacob? For he deceived me twice. He took my birthright, and behold, now he has taken my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, Behold, I made him a master over you, and I gave him all his brothers as servants, and I have sustained him with corn and wine. So for you then, what shall I do, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me too, my father. And Esau raised his voice and wept. And his father Isaac answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling place shall be the fat places of the earth, and of the dew of the heaven from above. And you shall live by your sword, and you shall serve your brother. And it will be when you grieve that you will break his yoke off your neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing that his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, Let the days of mourning for my father draw near. I will then kill my brother Jacob. And Rebekah was told of the words of Esau, her elder son. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son. And she said to him, Behold, your brother Esau regrets his relationship to you and wishes to kill you. So who do you think told Rebekah these words of Esau? The Midrash says it was the Shekhinah. Because Esau was saying these words to himself as a vow. And one of the ways of understanding it, this is my opinion, one of the ways of understanding all of this is the function of the watchers. To make sure that the plan of creation is followed. Had Esau killed Jacob, there would not have been, the plan of creation would have had to have been adjusted. It still would have followed suit, but it would have been a different format. Verse 43. And now, my son, hearken to my voice and arise. Flee to my brother Laban and to Haran. And you shall dwell with him for a few days until your brother's wrath has subsided. Until your brother's rage subsides from you and he forgets what you did to him. And I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereft of both of you on one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am disgusted with my life because of the daughters of Chet. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Chet like these, from the daughters of the land, of what use is life to me? Chapter 28, verse 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and he commanded him and said to him, You shall not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Paddan Aram, to the house of Betuel, your mother's father, and take yourself from there a wife of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. And may the Almighty God bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, and you shall become an assembly of peoples. And may you he give you the blessing of Abraham to you and to your seed with you, that you may inherit the land of your sojournings, which God gave to Abraham. And this verse is also a little bit confusing. That you may inherit the land of your sojournings. This is referring to Jacob's sojournings, then it's the land of Israel. But it also could be, since he was in the house of Laban for 20 some years, it could be that land of sojourning. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Could it not be that he's going to inherit the land that from Abraham, that he's that the land that Abraham went to or sojourned or whatever?
Well, Abraham was just sojourned in the land of Israel, and that's what God promised him. But now. And then Isaac was also promised by God that same land. But in this verse, it's implying that it's the same land for Jacob. But it also could be that Jacob would be inclusive of this other land, which is the land of I forget its name, but it's where Laban was, where he met Rachel and Leah and married them. And he lived there having 11 of his children, or really 12 of his children, including the Dinah. So it's a whole quandary that I'm raising. I'm sure that if the Hebrew was translated in a better way, this confusion wouldn't arise.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm completing getting prepared for the Psalms class, which is Psalm 90. And we completed the first three verses. So we will now start with verse 4. And I'm starting with the Rabbi Sutton's Yearning for Redemption. You'll find the handouts through the Unique Astrological Times link. And then scroll down to after the Hanukkah, to the section of the Tanit Dibur, and open up the Psalms landing page, at Tehillim 90, and you will find the two links, one for the Yearning for Redemption and one for the Machon Mamre. And we will start with verse 4. Ki elef shanim be'enecha k'yom etmol ki avor v'yashmura ba'layla. Indeed, in your eyes, 1,000 earth years are as a single day gone by, like a night watch that passes in the blink of an eye. This is a very famous verse that teaches us many things, among which is the idea that the 7 days of creation for us is 7,000 years. For Hashem, each day was a day, but not of 24 hours. And for us, each day is 1,000 years, and that's where we get the idea that at the 7,000 year period. Let's look at what the Machon Mamre's translation for verse 4 is. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. And that's a significant difference in the translation, because Rabbi Ashlag added phrases that connect to the intent of what the Hebrew is implying. Verse 5. Well, let's finish with verse 4. There are 10 words connecting to the 10 Sefirot. And there are 42 letters, which connects to creation. It connects to the Anabakoah, which is the tool, the name that was used in creation. Verse 5. Ziram tam shayna yihiyu baboker kechatzir yahalo. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. Rabbi Sutton's translation. Life is slept away as it flows into the currents of unrelenting time. In its morning, it is like grass that sprouts anew. These are 6 words connecting to Zerantin, but that when Zerantin is not unified with Malchut. Twenty-five letters, which represents a connection to a certain stage of completion. Verse 5. Diram tam shena yihiyu baboker kechatzir yachalo. My mistake. I reread verse 5, and I should be reading verse 6. Baboker yatzitz v'chalav la'erev yemolel v'yayavesh. In the morning it blossoms, and its strength is renewed. By evening it withers and dies. What is this referring to? It's referring to the grass that sprouts anew in the morning. It blossoms in the morning, but it withers by the end of the day. And there are six words, as I mentioned. And 25 letters representing a stage of completion. So there's a hint here that each day is completion on its own. And this is what we learn from the Kabbalah. And I think it's from this verse is supporting that teaching, that each day, the mitzvot you do today belong to that day. And if tomorrow you don't do those mitzvot, then those days are incomplete. And when we have the verses that we've read in the last few weeks where Abraham, his days were full, it was an indication that he did those mitzvot every day. Every day of his life he did those mitzvot. And most people could not say that. Even the righteous people have days that they don't lay tefillin because they're ill, or they're doing another mitzvah, or they're not saying the Shema because they're doing another mitzvah. So it's really very much a wonderful teaching to understand this from the Kabbalah, that it's important to do each mitzvah that we can do each and every day, because it fulfills the energy of the day for us. We think of a day as the sun rises, the sun sets, that's a day. But it's, in essence, each human being has his own day. And that is a significant teaching. Let us look at the Mahon Mamre to see what verse 6 is translated. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withers. Very similar. Verse 7. Ki kalinu bi'apecha. Translation on Mahon Mamre, for we are consumed in thine anger, and by thy wrath are we hurried away. And Rabbi Sutton's translation of verse 7, in the same way we feel ourselves consumed by your anger, we are terrified of your burning wrath. It's a lot easier to understand. There are five words which connects to the five worlds. Those Hashem's wrath, which he doesn't have wrath, that's a human understanding. But from a human perspective, looking at Hashem's actions, we perceive them as burning wrath. And what this is telling us, it's coming through all five worlds. And there are 23 letters, and we just discussed 23 in the number of verses in the sixth Aliyah of the Parasha of Toldot. Verse 8. Shata awono before yourself. The secrets of our youth lie exposed to the light of your scrutiny. That's an interesting verse to say to elderly people. The secrets of your youth are exposed. We've forgotten all the mistakes we did in our youth. We may have learned from them, we may not have learned from them, but we definitely, generally do not remember them. But they're always known, they're recorded. Hashem is always aware of them. The translation from the Mechon Mamre: Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. A very different reading. Look at the word, the first word in the Hebrew. It's written with a hey at the end, implying one of two things. Either it's telling us that we're going in the direction of iniquities, or it's the female form of iniquity. And as we have hinted at, when it comes to females, Satan finds it easier to connect to the female for various reasons that we won't go into at this point. How do I know that this word shata or shet has the meaning of iniquity? Because if you look at the two other words in that phrase, you can see the shoresh for before you, and thou hast set. Those shoreshim, the shoreshes of those two words become clear. The ninth verse. Ki kol yameinu panu b'evratecha kilinu shaneinu kimbo hege. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We bring our years to an end as a tale that is told. What is this verse implying? That when we pass away, our life has been a story. And we tell that story. We tell it as part of the judgment, part of the court. We tell it wherever we're going in our heaven or hell process. But it's not the full story. It's not complete. It's a tale that is told. But it's only your one lifetime. It's not your previous lifetimes. And this story of this lifetime is added to what was the stories of your earlier lifetimes. Rabbi Sutton's translation. All our days on earth have thus waned in your displeasure. We have caused our years to dissipate like vapor, like a word after having been spoken dissipates in thin air. What a very different translation. There are 9 words, so let us count the letters to know if it's Chokmah or Yesod. There are 36 letters representing the 36 Tzaddikim. It's connecting to Yesod. The 10th verse. I think this is going to be our last verse today. Yemei Shenotenu Vahem Shivim Shana Ve'im Bigburot Shemonim Shana Ve'rahavam Amal Va'aven Kigaz Hirish Vanau Fa. The years of our lives number 70, and if we are strong, 80. But the honor we attain in our short lives is wearisome and futile, for the end cuts us off swiftly, and everything we have done flies away. The truth of the sentence, the truth of the verse. Death comes quickly, lives are fleeting. The translation from the Mahon Mamre. The days of our years are 70 years, or even by the reason of strength, 80 years. Yet is their pride but travail and vanity? For it is speedily gone, and we fly away. A similar translation. Personally, I prefer Rabbi Sutton's translation. There are 16 words. 16 connects to the male energy of Hashem's name, the Yud and the Vav. There are 51 letters which connects to the word na, nun aleph, which means please. That's the end of our class for today. Does anybody have any questions? We will meet again at 11 a.m. to read the Shir HaShirim and the 7th Aliyah. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you, Shalom Anok. Thank you. Shalom.